Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. It is a beautiful day here, 12 p.m. in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, January 26, 2012. Happy Martin Luther King Day, everyone. What a day it is. What a the timing is just absolutely perfect for what is going on throughout our community, not only nationwide, but especially what's going on in the community of Atlanta. And as you all are aware of the first annual Keystone Leadership Awards that is up and coming next week, Saturday, January the 28th, I'm letting you guys know this award ceremony is the hottest ticket in town. I have so many people reaching out to me and my team, and woo, it is just amazing. I think we really tapped into something. As you guys know, the Keystone Leadership Award was created in the efforts of rebuilding our community to get it back to thrive. As you guys all know, there's so many people out there, especially in Atlanta with the job loss, that's homeless because they've lost their homes. Families are, like, breaking up because of the financial situation. I mean, it is just time that we all come together and take our community back, and in an effort to get this started, Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio, along with Working Diva, we have created this and brought it and selected the city of Atlanta, which is my hometown of where I live, the foot soldier where I'm at, and see all this going down. So I'm absolutely honored to be the one to be able to not only honor our Keystone leaders in the community and celebrity Keystone leaders that we are going to be honoring, but also in the effort of giving back to our community, because it is, like I said, something back for our community. We are doing this to give back. So every penny that is raised, all the tickets that are sold to come into this is giving back to our community. Organization of Honor, the Porter Sanford Center, a treasure throughout our community that does so much for the arts and entertainment industry. Not only that, of course, you guys know the Salvation Army Croc Center. You know, they are out there making it happen, giving it all to the community. So I'm absolutely honored to have them as the Organization of Honor. And then, of course, selected community organizations throughout the community in Atlanta of those privately that are out there, you know, a part of all this that's going on with the movement. So, like I said, get out, you guys, get your tickets, Keystone Leadership Awards, charityhappenings.org. This is the hottest ticket in town. You guys know, with me, myself hosting it, along with Maria Moore as my co-host, also have Evelyn Mims, who's the master of ceremony, Tribble Reese on the red carpet, Dr. Zelda Pittman, also co-hosting on the red carpet, Jarvie Hutcherson, honoring Tyler Perry, Lamon Rucker, the 100 Black Men, Henry Kelly and John Grant, Nancy Johnson, Working Diva of the Urban League. Also have Alexa Scott, Working Diva of the Atlanta Daily World. So you guys, this is going to be a hot show. Entertainment, we have confirmed. We have the sensational Julie Dexter, the poet of our time now. We have Urban Light, and you guys know she is hot. We've got Gilbert Baskerville, and with saxophonist, world-renowned saxophonist. And, of course, the Dwayne Martin Band. He will be the band, the house band of the night. So it is going to be an awesome show. We got food for you guys. We have wine. We have gift bags to give away. So it's not just going to be some celebration where we're just sitting here giving awards. This is a party. And we're working on, you know, an after-party spot. A lot of people are reaching out to me and is asking about the after-party. And where is it going to be? So, you know, we're working on that. I guess that since that's what the community wants and continuing the celebration, I'll keep you guys posting on there. But I can tell you that there are people that are reaching out citywide on wanting to host and sponsor the after party. So I will get you guys posted on that. But you can get more information on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com to get your tickets. Also, you can go to Keystone Keystone Leadership Award.charity.org. You guys see it blasted through all the social media sites. It's all there for you guys. So, as you know, today is MLK Day, so I have a very, very special message for you guys today. And this is what caused, or what was the, like I said, the purpose of the Keystone Leadership Awards being birthed, because of this huge poverty situation that's going on throughout our community. And I have a very special guest with a very special message for you guys on this MLK Day, curing the poverty disease, something, you know, like I said, our communities are suffering from. So live from Los Angeles, California, I have founder of a very well-known organization out in Los Angeles, Economic Research Institute, Mr. Kingsley Jones, with a very, very special message for you guys today, curing the poverty disease. Welcome, 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 Mr. Kingsley. It's a pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so very much for the invitation, and I'm looking forward to sharing some very informative and inspirational information with your listening audience.
Awesome, awesome. So do know, you guys, the lines are open, 347-215-8709, live chat, BillGroningJoy.com. I have tickets to give away for the upcoming award ceremony, so please do call in. I have two VIP tickets to give away, and you guys know with the VIP ticket, that's all access to all that's going on for the night of the Keystone Awards. And I also have two red carpet reception tickets, so please call in, 347-215-8709. Mr. Kingsley, let everyone know who you are, you, and what was your motivation to create the Economic Research Institution?
Well, the first thing is that most important is not who I am, but whose I am. It's critically important that we understand the dynamics of economics. And I've traveled across the country, and everywhere I've gone, the problem is exactly the same. And quite frankly, I believe that the solution is also exactly the same. I started the Economic Research Institute some 20 years ago, and what this is a national think tank. It's an incubator designed to develop and to bring to market ideas. It's teaching people, and especially people of color, how to take ownership of their thoughts, their ideas, and their intellectual properties. And in a capitalistic society, you do that through copyrights, patents, and trademarks. So I'm trying to make people aware that we have the cure to the issues that are impacting our community within our own reach, and we just have to take control and take ownership of our own gifts and ideas.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, tell a little more about the Economic Research Institution before we get to the message of the day, with the curing of the, you know, the poverty disease, which, like you said, is just so, it's just amazing what's going on throughout our communities, and it's just absolutely an honor to make it aware to everyone, for those that really, you know, I mean, I know they see it, but just to really, really hear it from someone like yourself. But just talk a little more on what EIR is all about, and, you know, what you guys contribute back to the community and your efforts to support the curing of the poverty disease throughout our community.
Well, the Economic Research Institute, we have a number of men who have come together. It's not only men, but it's we primarily concentrate with our men's huddle. We have a program called M3, and M3 is an acronym for From Mind to Matter to Market, teaching people, again, how to take ownership of their thoughts, their ideas, and their intellectual properties, and taking them to the marketplace. That's where you get paid. So Mind to Matter to Market is one. We have a program also called Rack 'em Up, and Rack 'em Up is simply a random act of kindness. And the random act of kindness, where we go out into the community and we're teaching servant leadership. We know that the definition of leadership is service. And if you want to be a leader in your community, then you should serve. And if you want to be a bigger, better, and greater leader, then you need to serve more. So we're teaching people how to become social entrepreneurs, how to become servant leaders. And once we're able to create these servant leaders, our community will be much better off. Now, you know, this sounds a little oxymoronic. You know, I'm a person who tries to stay in his swim lane. And my call, I have a gift especially to speak to young men, young men in general, but young African-American men in particular. And it's what's oxymoronic is that it's been women who have supported and lifted me up in everything that I'm doing. The women have financed their men, their brothers, their cousins, their sons, their fathers to come out to my seminars. We do several different seminars. We have a curriculum that we teach. And it's been women who have been the incredible support getting behind and lifting up this movement. See, we believe that our families are under attack. The family is under attack. And when the family is under attack, the best way to attack the family is to attack the head. So our young men have been attacked, and we're trying to show them how they can become better providers, better protectors, and better where they can earn income so that they can take care of their children and their families. So these are some of the lessons that we're teaching in our men's huddles and with some of the programs that we have, and that's really what the Economic Research Institute is all about.
And what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is. So before we get to the message of the day, we're going to take a call. We got some callers in here. You know, everyone to get these tickets to this award ceremony, so let's just take this call. Hello, caller. How are you? Are you there, caller? Caller 4570? Guess they may have dropped. Well, Mr. Jones, you know, like I said, with this annual Keystone Leadership Award, the first annual Keystone Leadership Award, and all that we're trying to do in the efforts, you know, when I met you, you know, it's like we had similar, you know, visions in what to do throughout the community. And, you know, like I said, it's perfect timing for you to come on the air, especially with it being an even better time for it being MLK Day, because, you know, there's a lot that's going on with community empowerment and a lot that, you know, people are doing, you know, head leaders and political aspect of leaders, corporate, you know, leaders. Everyone's just trying to just kind of figure out, you know, what can be done and making the difference to, you know, this poverty and just our economy just going down more and more. So with that, the message that, you know, I'm just so I'm happy that you're sharing with us today is that the poverty disease. Could you let everyone know what is the poverty disease and how are we going to get that cure?
Well, let me start by saying that the poverty disease, and I'll share with you the reason we describe this disease and we call it a disease. The poverty disease is not a disease of the pocketbook. It's a disease of the mind and a disease of the spirit. See, when a community has the poverty disease, absenteeism is high, productivity is low, and less wealth is created. So we have to make sure that we understand the dynamic and what circulation in our economy means. I compare the poverty disease to the disease of hypertension. And the reason I compare the poverty disease to the disease of hypertension is because poverty is a money circulation disorder. And hypertension is a blood circulation disorder. Blood is to the body what money is to the economy. See, blood carries oxygen and essential nutrients out to the peripheral in your body, to your toes, to your fingertips, and to your brain. If blood doesn't get to your brain, you stroke out. If blood doesn't get to your heart, it's a myocardial infarct. If it doesn't get to your feet, it may ultimately cause amputation of that particular limb. If money doesn't circulate in our economy, the peripheral dies out likewise. So we have to make sure that just like blood has to circulate in our body, money has to circulate in our economy. Other communities, you know, and this is a more of a economic issue than a racial issue, because see, in a Jewish community, a dollar circulates 17 times before it exits. You see, a Jewish doctor spends with a Jewish attorney, who spends with a Jewish grocer, who spends with a Jewish accountant, who spends with a Jewish tailor, who tithes at a Jewish synagogue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's a healthy circular flow of money, and then it may exit. In the Korean community, it circulates 12 times. In our community, a dollar is earned, and it circulates one-half time before it exits. The result of unhealthy circular flow of money is crime, illiteracy, poverty, unemployment. It's all of the things that we're experiencing in our communities across the country. So what we've got to do, again, is to find ways. We have to retrain, and it's a renewing of the mind, and we have to change the way that we think and our approach to spending our dollars. So not only do we have to create entrepreneurs, but we also have to recreate and retrain our consumers, because we have to learn the value and the power of a dollar. In a capitalistic society, contrary to popular belief, you don't vote every 4 years. You vote every day, every time you spend a dead president. So it's critically important that we know how to spend with one another. But on the other side, as an entrepreneur, as a business person, we also have to provide a quality service. We have to provide a good product, and we have to bring it to the marketplace at a good competitive price point, because we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing on both sides of this equation. So these are some of the things that I talk about with respect to the poverty disease. The poverty disease is real. It's contagious, and it's hereditary. See, it's contagious because, first of all, it's hereditary because you get this poverty disease by practicing the bad habits of your father and your father's father. But this disease is also contagious, because you catch it from Pookie and Shanaynay and all the folks that you hang out with. Association brings about assimilation. So these are just a few of the things that we talk about with respect to this poverty disease, and whichever side of this poverty disease debate that you fall on, whether you believe it's a disease and or not, what my goal is to bring spotlight to the fact that poverty is a real issue, and we must concentrate on neighborhood poverty before we concentrate on world poverty. Does that add a little clarification to what the poverty disease is?
That was crystal clear and so on point, Kingsley. You know, especially the point that you made, your association. You know, I am a person of diversity, and I express daily how important it is to diversify your association. That is what's going to expose you to, you know, the different, you know, avenues when it comes to finance. Because like you said, in the Jewish community, the money circulates so many number of times. Well, how are they doing it? If you can expose yourself to that community, then you can learn. Just like the Koreans, just like the Caucasians. So, you know, I couldn't agree with you more with the association piece. And, you know, a lot of people also say, I'm just like you said, hanging with the Ray and the Pookie and, you know, the bling bling. Well, how about hanging with, you know, some of these leaders in the community so you can see what they are doing as association? Because when you should always be with, you know, you should associate yourself with people that are doing bigger and better things than you. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, let me say this to you. I do believe that you should be associating with people who can bring value to your life. But one thing that we've got to do as a community and as a society, we have to redefine what value is. The standard in our community, we've compromised integrity and we've compromised credibility in our community, and the standard now has grown so low that substandard has become the standard. We have to find ways that we can measure our success. See, the only way that our community measures success is by what we drive, it's by what we wear, it's by where we live, what kind of watch you wear, are your shoes red bottom shoes? You know, these are ways that we measure whether someone is successful or not. And we have to twist that dynamic. We have to change that dynamic, because the real measurement of whether you are successful or not should be how well do you take care of your seed? It would be, are you leaving something for your children's children? It would be, is this place better off for your having passed through it? There, these are better barometers to measure success than what we wear, what we drive, where we live, etc. So, again, when I talk about creating this new dynamic, this social entrepreneur, and what I've done is I'm a wordsmith, and I love putting words together, and I've taken the word philanthropy and taken the word entrepreneur, and I put those two words together, and I've come up with a term called philanthropeneur. See, a philanthropeneur, a philanthropist is someone who loves community and or mankind, and they demonstrate that love through gifts, through giving back to the community. An entrepreneur is someone who organizes and manages people, thoughts, and ideas for a profit. Well, if you take those two terms and you merge them together, a philanthropeneur is one who loves community, organizes and manages thoughts and ideas, makes money, and then gives back to the community that spawned his or her success. So it's critically important that we just don't rob the community that we grew up in, that the people that were in that community that lifted us up, the mentors, the teachers, the coaches, the preachers, all of these people who allowed us to become the great people that we are. See, no man or woman is an island. Somebody is lifting you up. You're standing on someone's shoulder. But what happens in our community all too very frequently is once we get a little bit of education or get a little bit of money, it's off to another community we go. And see, that represents an injection into their circular flow and a leakage from our circular flow. So we have to find ways to give back to the communities that spawn our success. Does that make sense to you, sister?
It makes a lot of sense, and you couldn't have said it better. You know, and like I said, I'm going to piggyback off of that along with you. When you, like you said, you know, they get the education, we get the money and we go on to the other communities and forget where, you know, we started and where the need is most. I see a lot of that also. And not just that, they don't want to share what they've learned. So, it is time, but, you know, it's a cycle. And I'm sure that now that many of those that, you know, have went forth and got the education or became the entrepreneurs, and now they're seeing how it is affecting them. I'm sure now, and what I've been seeing, they're opening up more to wanting to come together as a community now to get it back thriving because, like I said, you know that. There is a lot of people in our community that are hurting, and in other communities, they are thriving.
You're absolutely right. But see, the statistics don't tell the true story. See, the statistics don't tell the truth. There's one thing about the truth. See, the truth, it needs no embellishment. It needs no exaggeration. It needs no hyperbole. It is what it is. My dad used to talk about the truth. He said a half-truth is a whole lie. He said omission of material fact is a lie. Figures don't lie, but liars can figure. And see, one of the things that we do know is that the figures don't tell the truth. Now, we see every day that unemployment is indicated at somewhere between 8% and 9%. Well, the real truth is that in the African American community, it's probably 15% to 17%, and among African American youths, teenagers, it's more like 50%. So what we have to do again is plug up these leaks in our economy. We have to make sure that we're spending money with people who might employ your children. And if someone is not employing people who look like you, then what we have to do is have the discipline to pass that place of business by and go to the next place of business that offers that service that employs someone who looks like us. This is critically important. This change is not going to be convenient. See, we can't cure this poverty disease in our spare time. We can't cure it with our disposable income. What we've got to do is to have a concerted, consolidated effort. This is a public-private government faith-based partnership initiative, and it takes all facets of community coming together to rectify the issues that are impacting our people.
That's exactly what it is. And, yeah, you're absolutely right with that also. The the unemployment rate, they said the African American community is the highest number. So, I mean, if this message is not hitting many of you guys, I'm hoping that it's really making you aware now to what Mr. Kingsley Jones is talking and speaking to you guys about on this MLK Day. As we all know, this is what Martin Luther King and Reverend Ralph Abernathy, you know, their vision and mission was when they were doing the civil rights, you know, people movement to transition it to a community empowerment movement. But since their losses, it cut off and it stopped. But now, you know, it has hit home, and it is time for us to take our community back. It is time for us to get back thriving, and it's time for us to pull together as a people to get ourselves back up on our feet. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break, Kingsley, and when we get back, if there's any additional information you'd like to add, I want you to tell everyone how they can follow you, because you have a lot going on with ERI out in Los Angeles, and I know you go around nationwide, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio on this very special Martin Luther King Day. I have a very special guest with a very powerful message, curing the poverty disease throughout our community, and that's Mr. Kingsley Jones, live from Los Angeles, California. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. I see you guys hitting me up for these tickets, so I am responding to you guys as I'm trying to stay engaged with Mr. Kingsley in this message. But you guys can call in also. I have the two VIP tickets to give away to the hottest show that's going down next week, Saturday, in the ATL, and that's the first annual Keystone Leadership Award, where we will be celebrating the community. Also, you can hit me up in at BillGrowAndEnjoy.com and live chat. Now, Mr. Kingsley, let everyone know, first, you know, I want you to share your website to everyone so they can follow you, and then if there's a special message or additional information you'd like to share, please do so to everyone.
Well, let me just say that we at the Economic Research Institute for Behavioral Change are engaged in action. We're more than just a think tank dedicated to research and advocacy. We've moved well beyond simply restating the issues, and we are fully immersed in issue resolution. Our mission is to improve the quality of life for just all people, and the standard of life for all Americans in general, but African Americans in particular. We endeavor to empower both American blacks, indigenous to the United States, and other members of the of African diaspora currently living in North America. So we're bridging this economic divide through education, information, technology, and prayer. My website is www.erifbc.com, www.erifbc.com. You can contact me at area code 323-393-9791. My email address is Kingsley, KingsleyB as in boy, J-O-N-E-S at yahoo.com. And you can feel free to contact me anytime. We have a wide and diverse range of things happening in our community all over the country, from Georgia to Alabama, Tennessee, Compton, California, all over the country. We travel with our men's huddle, and I'll share with you all a little bit about what the men's huddle does and what we're about. So that's who I am, and that's what I do. My name is Kingsley, K-I-N-G-S-L-E-Y, Bernard Jones.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kingsley, for taking the time today and sharing your very powerful and empowering message on this special Martin Luther King Day. I look forward to seeing you soon, and just absolutely my blessings to ERI. And I, like I said, I look forward to us partnering up and doing a lot for the community, but your message, which absolutely just appreciated today for all to hear.
Well, it is indeed an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I am a community servant. The definition of leadership is service, and I believe that if we want to be a bigger, better, and greater leader, then we must simply serve more. So I am at your service. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, thank you. And there you guys have it, Mr. Kingsley Jones, Economic Research Institution, ERIFBC.com. More information is also on BillGrownAndJoy.com for Kingsley's institution out in Los Angeles, California. As you mentioned, he travels nationwide. Looking forward to all the great things that the research institution has up and coming, because they do have a lot of great things up and coming. So go ahead and check him out and follow him. He is the man to know. You know, we got to stick together, everyone. It's time for the change. Our communities are hurting. I know you do so many no jobs, no homes. I know you guys are tired of it. So it's time to make a difference. You think you can just sit there and things are going to happen? It's not. And that's why the birth of the Keystone Leadership Award has been given to you all, to bring together, not only to celebrate our leaders, but to bring them together, give you an opportunity to get in front of them and bring the community together to raise some money, to get it out to these organizations that is dedicated and compassionate to giving back to our community with bigger things to come. And not just that, I want you guys to know that this Keystone Leadership Award has gotten the attention of many, many nationwide, and they are looking into it now. From political head officials, community leaders, like I said, throughout the nation, religious leaders. I mean, everyone is really taking notice to what is going on. They're reaching out to me to get more information. Not just that, you know, other things that they have in plan that they would like to, you know, get advice on or to move forward on. So do know this is making a difference, but we have to be the ones to take the stand and make that difference for ourselves by changing our mindset, spending the dollars in our community, and helping one another. So that concludes our show for today, everyone. Be sure to get on over to KeystoneLeadershipAwards.charityhappenings.org, also on BillGrownAndJoy.com. You can hit me up in the live chat for those you guys like to come in here and just sit. I mean, the box is full of phone numbers, but no one wants to answer, I guess. So it just seems like everyone was on hold. But I have some tickets to give away, a couple from this live chat. So you can hit me up on BillGrownAndJoy.com and send me an email on why Keystone leaders are important in our community. I still have these tickets to give away. January 28th, Porter Sanford Center. Performance art out in Atlanta, 4 p.m. red carpet reception, 7 p.m. At the actual awards ceremony. So be a part of the hottest event of the year, where we will be celebrating the community, the first annual Keystone, Bill Grown and Joy Keystone Leadership Award that is happening at the Porter Center, as mentioned, in Atlanta, Georgia. So, as said, this concludes our show. We'll be back on Wednesday. You know, I had to finish this up because it is tax season, everyone, and the Snelling Report is back with Ms. Debbie Snelling to give you guys some great tax tips to get yourself going. It's time to get those reports in to take care of Uncle Sam, but she's going to be on here to give you guys some great advice and getting yourself prepared. And for those that haven't started, I know we're all busy and sometimes can be last minute, but get yourself in order for your tax preparation. So that's on Wednesday at 3 p.m. BillGrownAndJoy.com. Happy Martin Luther King Day, everyone. Make sure you get on over to WorkingDivas.com. Money Monday. Have a great, great report. Tips that you need to do for your annual financial review. You guys know it's the beginning of the year, so it's time to look at your financial plan and annually review it, because you know things change. So that concludes our show for today. Happy MLK Day. Get down to Auburn Street. Great, great experience down there in Atlanta. Have a great day, everyone, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.